The sports world again is focusing on the potential dangers of dietary supplements. A medical examiner in Florida says weight loss pills probably played a role in Monday's death of baseball player Steve Beckler. He died of complications from heat stroke after getting sick during a spring training workout with the Baltimore Orioles. NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
Steve Beckler's death was a stunning contrast to the languid early days of Florida spring training. Suddenly, sports reporters turned their attention from sun-baked baseball diamonds to the Broward County Medical Examiner's Office. Sensing the need to get out information and quash rumors, Examiner Joshua Perper met with journalists yesterday, mere hours after performing an autopsy on the 23-year-old Baltimore pitching prospect.
We reached a number of preliminary conclusions. I'm saying preliminary conclusion because our toxicology has not yet been completed.
Without knowing exactly what was in Steve Beckler's system, Dr. Perper said it was likely there were several reasons why Beckler's temperature soared to 108 degrees and why he suffered multiple organ failure. Beckler had a history of slightly high blood pressure and problems with liver function. And as someone who'd battled weight problems during his five-year professional career, Steve Beckler was taking an over-the-counter weight loss supplement called Zenadrin, which contains the controversial stimulant ephedrine.
And on the manufacturer label, it says very clearly that individuals who have heart problem, hypertension, or liver problem should not take this kind of medication or should be very careful in taking it.
Dr. Perper says he has reliable information that Beckler had been taking 3 Zenadrin tablets in the morning. The makers of Zenadrin recommend 2 tablets twice a day. Supplement industry representatives maintain products with ephedrine are safe when used as directed. But as news seeped out of Florida yesterday, critics said Beckler's death was another stark message about the dangers of ephedrine. Dr. Gary Wadler is an expert in the field of sports and drugs.
It should not be a supplement. Whichever makes it a drug should only be taken for a medical indication. There's an abundance of literature. This is a dangerous thing, not only in athletic context, but in general.
The American Medical Association has called for a ban, citing reports of fatal heart attacks and strokes linked to ephedrine. The NCAA already had outlawed ephedrine when 2 college football players from prominent schools died in 2001. Ephedrine reportedly was found in their bodies, but it's still disputed whether the substance was a major factor in the deaths. Pro football player Corey Stringer also died suddenly in 2001. Ephedrine was not found in his system, but in his locker, not long after the NFL imposed a ban. Major League Baseball does not ban ephedrine. At a congressional hearing on sports and drugs last year, baseball union head Don Fear talked about the difficulty of asking players to give up supplements when it's legal for teenage kids to walk into stores and buy them. A player spokesman says the union will pay attention to the final autopsy report on Steve Beckler. It should be completed in 2 to 3 weeks. Tom Goldman, NPR News.